evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Happy New Year, everybody. It is now January 2nd, and we have had wonderful, happy holidays. I hope you all had a wonderful time. We have just been through a winter solstice and a lunar eclipse, which occurred on December 21st in the sign of Gemini. I can only find one previous instance of an eclipse matching the same calendar date as this solstice, and that was in 1638, December 21st. I am sure that this next year we are going to have a lot of coming attractions with astrology, and especially beginning in the springtime. My guest tonight is the famed astrologer Mark Dodich, and we are going to be discussing what this winter solstice eclipse is bringing to the planet through 2011. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Very good. Happy New Year and happy solstice. Not solstice. We're just coming out of that. But
right.
The solar eclipse is what I meant to say is coming right up.
Oh, in January, right?
January 4th.
That's in 2 days. And what is that about, Mark?
Well, it's going to be in the sign Capricorn, so that has to do with structure and perhaps boundaries and putting a plan together for our life. And, of course, you know, a solar eclipse is a new moon, so it says, what is this new thing that we want to be birthing? So perfect for a new year and saying we need to get grounded with bringing our higher philosophy into some pragmatic form so that instead of it working out in our fantasy woo-woo land, it is the having the ability to get grounded, get useful, get practical in the world.
So that's manifestation and actualizing everything. But I think in the governments that it's going to be new leaders, because this lunar eclipse that we had, of course, some people may have had a loss or two. They may have lost a relative or a dear one. And it also represented to me kings and rulers. Do you think that was correct?
Absolutely. And whenever you see these eclipses landing on countries, specific countries, or sometimes the actual leaders, it can be very dynamic in terms of making changes. And shall we say we're going to mix things up a little bit here in the new year?
I agree. The holidays may have been a little quiet for some people. It certainly was slowed down with Mercury retrograde, but then we had the riotous New Year's Eve, and I hope everybody had a good time. What do you think we're going to experience in the Northern Hemisphere as far as these eclipses go for us? And what degree of Capricorn, what is this coming up eclipse on January 4th?
Well, it's at 14 degrees of Capricorn. And of course, in astrology, we always round it up a little bit. And I know for most of the listeners, that might not mean anything. But if you went and looked at your chart, your natal chart, and if you saw that you had something in the middle degrees of Capricorn, like 13, 14 degrees, that would mean it's landing right on you. And of course, that means that it would have an even greater impact on you.
Well, I can help you out there, Mark, because my second house is 14 degrees Capricorn. So what will that mean as an example to the public?
Well, and of course, the second house has to do with money, property, possessions. It's our values. Every dollar we spend is a vote on what we believe in. And so we know this is going to be a year for Elizabeth saying, I must get focused on how I'm bringing my higher vision down to earth, where I'm putting my energy. Am I being practical in terms of bringing my vision into the world? And if I'm not, I better make some readjustments to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually is a pretty good thing because new starts in the area of the material world manifestation, and we could either talk about that in manifesting your financial, or we could also talk about manifesting your desires or the values that you want to bring into the world.
Well, you know, I've written the book Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension, and I'm doing a workbook now. And, Mark, it's proving to be very practical. And my desire is to bring all of that information worldwide. So perhaps this would be helpful for that.
Absolutely, and great timing because, 2010 was a very big year as far as what we'll call rattling our cage. 2011 is the next step towards the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012, and lots coming down the pike this year.
And I believe that 18 months out of 2012, which is the middle of 2011, it's really going to shift and change. What is this about risk-taking? Somebody was talking about risk-taking and going beyond your comfort zone.
Absolutely. And you had just mentioned the lunar eclipse back on winter solstice was in Gemini. I'm calling that kind of a preview of coming attractions because it's the first of a series of eclipses that are going to be in Gemini and Sagittarius. And Gemini says, I need to open my mind and look at things from more perspectives. And Sagittarius says, hey, life is an adventure. Am I having fun here or what am I doing? Well, when we get to March, we have these soul destiny points that we call the nodes of the moon are going to leave Cancer and Capricorn, where they've basically been since, the summer of 09, which you'll remember, that was when, like, Michael Jackson and Walter Cronkite died. And Cancer and Capricorn are very safe, play-it-safe, secure signs.
But it's also when the market had trouble and we lost so much money.
Yep. All of those kinds of things. But see, the tone is shifting in March, and for the year and a half starting in March, so that fits your 18 months. These destiny points are in, I must open my mind, there are different ways to do things, which is Gemini. And the Sagittarius side is going to say, I must be willing to take a risk on myself to bring my higher values or my philosophy into being so that they're not just floating around in Never Never Land, but we actually get to live our truth.
But you know what's funny, Mark? This is immense potential energy, and we cannot walk away from it. Either way, we have to work with it because it's going to move unhindered. And our choices matter because it's either going to cause reconstruction or destruction. Don't you agree?
I do. And see, this is the energy of our belief system. Sagittarius rules our belief system, and so we all need to really stop and do an internal check-in to say, what am I really willing to give myself, or where am I talking myself out of doing what I intuitively know I need to do? And so this is going to bring up everybody's trust issues to say, am I willing to walk my talk and, you know, take that risk on bringing that dream or that vision into the world, or am I going to go off into a fearful place and talk myself out of it?
Well, you know what that sounds like to me, Mark? It sounds like to me like an investment. Are you going to put the money and the time in, or are you just going to remain scared? Especially if you're in a marriage or a committed relationship and you don't feel that it's working. A lot of people, especially us women, have trouble leaving a relationship that's failing or leaving one that's negative because, as you said, it's a risk and there's no guarantees on the other side. So it could have something to do with that too.
Well, and this energy will make it easier for those people who have been knowing they needed to take such a step. And as you know, we talked, the last time we talked, that the planet Saturn, which rules restructuring, had moved into Libra back in the summer of 2010.
And Libra's
a sign that rules love, marriage, relationships. So we know that there's been this restructuring of not just romance relationships or marriage relationships, but family relationships, business relationships, any type of relationship. And now we're going to get a little extra push to get moving for those who, you know, saw the handwriting on the wall but didn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to get an extra push.
Well, that's the power. I said this had more power than some of the other eclipses, and that's because the sun is meeting up with Pluto in January. And so when you have them, for example, we're having an eclipse on January 4th, and we're having it at 14 degrees Capricorn, but you also have Mars in Capricorn, and you have Pluto in Capricorn. So what's that doing?
Well, Mars is the what we'll lovingly call the kick in the backside to get you moving. And Pluto is the, I burn my bridges behind me. I joke with Pluto, I call it the Dorothy and Toto can't go back to Kansas anymore.
Oh, that's cute.
In other words, let go and let God might be a more new agey way to say it.
Mm-hmm. So you really have to close your eyes and just go down that banana peel, huh?
that's true. And by the time we get into March, it's going to be even pushier And so I would suggest people start to make a nice plan, because, see, a solar eclipse in Capricorn says, let's make a plan and let's work our plan. Where when we get to March, the planet Uranus is going to move into Aries, and that's a blow everything up, earthquakes, fires.
Well, you know what else that is? It's also letting go of the old way of doing things, you know, in work, in politics, in relationships, and in life. We've got to have a new approach, because we have it. If this just hasn't worked, this fear and this caste system and you're lower than I am and I'm better than you are, that stuff just doesn't work anymore. We have to bring the light in and begin and grow.
And, of course, this is going to bring up everybody's trust issues, because we're being called to go to a new paradigm, but we don't know what that new paradigm is. It's still a little fuzzy and drifty because of some of this Pisces energy that we're going to see coming in stronger in the spring. And that requires us to go beyond the veils of this world to say, what is this new vision or this new reality that we want to bring in? And it's natural that people want to go back to, oh, this is the way I've always done it, so I'm going to base my future on the past. But that doesn't work anymore, and we have to let that go.
We have to go forward. We really do. Mark, what is your website?
It's www.astromark.us, which is astromark.us.
And mine is www.new-visions.com. And we're going to speak a lot more with Mark Dodich right after this.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar, when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kalaman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard! This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, January 9th, my guest will be Roberta Hadlick from the AIM program of Energetic Balancing. Imagine a world in which you are empowered to heal imbalances on every level, to be free from all limitations you've acquired so that you can achieve true well-being, your potential, and however you choose to define it. Roberta is co-founder of the AIM program, along with Stephen Lewis, and she's coming on the air next week, January 9th, to talk with me about women and the AIM program and why it is helpful in this age for us to be on this program so that we can achieve optimum healing. This will be an interesting and terrific show, so don't miss it. January 9th, 9 p.m., listen to Let's Find Out and get all the details.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Too many nights, too many stars,
too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with Mark Dodich on Let's Find Out, and we are talking about the wonderful time that we're going to be having through 2011 after the eclipse on the solstice in 2010 and the one coming up in 2 days. So, Mark, let's do a little summary. Let's go from the solar solstice eclipse over to this new one and talk about what those two things are setting for our future.
Well, the winter solstice eclipse a couple of weeks ago, I like to look at a lunar eclipse, in other words, it's a full moon, as pulling you apart, particularly on an emotional level, to put you back together in perhaps a more integrated or a more holistic type of way. And then the solar eclipse, which, of course, is on January 4th, and in the very grounded sign of Capricorn, says we need to make a plan. We need to trust ourselves to bring our higher vision into some practical application and get moving forward on it. And then of course that will take us into several big things that are changing in the spring.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think are some of the big things?
Well, the giant and the most easy one to see is the planet Uranus is going to move into Aries. And we got a little teaser of it this past summer as to what that might look like.
That was now, something.
Uranus rules freedom, independence, revolutions, earthquakes. Aries rules things like fires. So not to go into the doom and gloom and negative level, but we certainly saw that Russia was on fire last summer. We saw all these wonderful new inventions in the Gulf of Mexico trying to fix the oil well on the fly, and perhaps the privatization of space. In other words, NASA has changed its goals, and now all of a sudden space is being operated by private contractors.
My goodness gracious, that's an illusion. Do you think we have sister galaxies, Mark? Maybe this will be the year that we will prove that we have sister galaxies and life on them.
Well, there certainly is talk of that sort of thing in the astronomy community that, of course, you have to look on a gigantic level with gravity pulls as to our galaxy pulling on another galaxy. And then, of course, you can get into the whole study of black holes and quasars and all of those type of things. But, of course, those are, you know, incredibly far away. And if you know where they are and if they land on a planet in your natal chart, that would bear research and study. But mm-hmm. probably the easiest one for us, you know, sitting here on planet Earth as regular human beings to look at is a galactic center, which would be the center of our Milky Way galaxy, which is about 27 degrees of Sagittarius if you look at it in that way. And if you look at it from behind you in the sign Gemini, that's where the Pleiades constellation is. And so all of this Mayan calendar conversation would have to do with the Earth lining up with the center of our Milky Way galaxy, and then, of course, the Pleiades behind us, which has to do with vision or visionary type things.
Also, we're lining with the galaxy, and Mars has already lined up, and the other planets are going to align, and we're going to be headed straight for it. And, of course, I believe it's a cosmic moment, and I believe it's a potential positive change for humanity because we're going to be joining what we would call the company of heaven. We're going to be assisting in a very empowering cause, and we're going to establish possibly a wonderful power of meditation, and every person on the planet is going to be going into a higher consciousness, and we're all going to be greatly enhanced with our abilities to co-create, not only with each other, but with our divine forces. Don't you agree?
I absolutely hope that you're right. I am looking at it as a choice point. We each get to choose what is the reality we want to step up into. And, of course, hopefully my choice, and as you've said, is stepping up into a greater sense of consciousness, a higher frequency of vibration, so that we participate in the evolvement on planet Earth. But you also have to kind of look around and think that some people don't seem to be making that kind of choice. And from there, the question is, as well, what happens if the Earth is growing and evolving, and those people who choose to evolve are going to you know, consciously choose to go to the next level.
Another thing can be that we get a new president or a new queen or a new king or a new ruler of a country at that time.
And all of those are very likely to happen, because when you have something happen on an internal level, in other words, us making choices about who we are and what we're going to evolve to, then, of course, what follows is the external.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be
sure.
either
the energy happens before the action.
Yeah.
That, and it's always interesting, Mark, because, you know, when you have a Saturn return or when you have a planet hitting a planet, the energy always happens before the actual hit in the ephemeris. It's usually about 2 weeks before. Have you seen that with your astrology work?
Absolutely. The term we use in astrology is when something is applying, when it's moving towards the next place. An easy example is in the days before the moon is full, most people tell me that they feel that full moon on the days before it's full, and when the moon's actually full, it kind of feels like it plateaus for them, and it doesn't have quite the pow to it as it does as it's building up. And mm-hmm. so that's an easy example of what you're saying for people who, because when you look at a planet like, I don't know, Neptune is getting ready to move into Pisces for 14 years starting in April. Well, it's a little hard to feel those nebulous, slow-moving, you know, because Neptune only goes into Pisces every 165 years. It's a little harder to feel that.
Does it do any good to go back and look at history 165 years ago to see if there was anything that, you know, struck the news that may have been important?
It absolutely does. And in the case of Pisces, as you're talking about, we had a variety of things go on in religion, ranging from Martin Luther putting out his ideas and being excommunicated to the church. Pope Pius the Ninth declared Immaculate Conception. We didn't have Immaculate Conception prior to him, you know, with Mother Mary. So there were a lot of changes. Even the trying to think of the language, the visionary in Lourdes, Bernadette, who had you know, psychic visions, that happened when Neptune was in Pisces.
Oh, my goodness. So that this is all new. I also feel that when Neptune is in Pisces, there's a lot of lies and deceits that come to the surface. There's more water problems, and there could be more problems with alcohol and drugs.
Absolutely.
Or a drug breakthrough.
And you're right. You'll see the full range. You'll see innovative new pharmaceuticals coming out to help heal people. But you'll also see, unfortunately, the kids will come up with some new drugs to, I don't know, escape reality. Mm-hmm. So you see the whole gamut. Even things like television, we've gotten some preview of all this new 3D and perhaps holographic technology, because Pisces rules the whole film and television industry, too.
Right. And the other thing is that we're going to have our psychic powers enhanced. We could even experience some kind of levitation. And I think we're going to really approach unavoidable new psychic gifts, where people are going to start to know that there's a sixth sense and that greater things can be done through the human body.
I totally think that the whole intuitive thing is really, or the feminine side, that receptive side, is gradually going to get stronger and stronger in the world. But along with that is going to come some choices, because, see, the good part of Pisces is this compassion and this stepping into this greater vision. But the bad side of it can be is people getting caught up in what we'll call the guru who talks a good game but isn't walking a heart path. Mm-hmm. In other words, deception. And so you'll probably see some of the, we'll call it the bad gurus, and you'll also see some of the good ones. And then we have to choose who are the ones that are walking their talk in a heart-centered way and who are the ones who are just trying to make a fast buck.
And, you know, I've also been feeling with the doctors and our researchers, with genetics and with going beyond ourselves to heal, I feel that it's being empowered as well. And when Neptune changes signs, I think we're going to have some fabulous new discoveries that might be a little quicker than what we've known in the past. And wouldn't that be wonderful if that was with cancer?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So, and I would also think that things like spiritual healing being integrated with mainstream medicine would be something that would come in.
It is definitely time for that. Let me have your website one more time, Mark, and we're going to have another break, but let me have your website.
Sure. And that's www.astromark.us, astromark.us.
And mine is www.new-visions.com. And Mark and I are going to be back after this talking more about astrology and the predictions for 2011.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all-natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard! Let's Find Out is looking for winter and spring of 2011 guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight, the book that we're recommending is Planets in Transit, Life Cycles for Living by the famed astrologer Robert Hand. This is the definitive work on transiting planets. Its psychological insight and its completeness as a reference book have brought Robert Hand recognition as the leading astrologer of his generation. Hand takes a humanistic, multi-leveled approach to the meanings of all of the astrological transits, the events that may happen, the feelings that you may experience, and the possibility of each transit for growth and awareness of the soul. This book covers complete delineations of all the major transits, conjunctions, sextiles, squares, trines, and oppositions that occur between the transiting sun, moon, and all the planets to each planet in the natal chart, as well as the ascendant and midheaven. These 720 lucid delineations are full of insight for both the professional astrologer and the beginning. In Planets in Transit, the element of time is added to the chart's interpretation. Learn how the movements of the sun, the moon, and the planets are affecting your natal chart differently every day, bringing new energetic patterns, new experiences, and new opportunities for self-knowledge in your life. Planets in Transit by Robert Hand. It is a staple and a must in your library. Go pick it up, learn your astrology, and let's find out what's happening on a daily astrological basis.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly.
For that's how many times I miss you.
Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea.
Count every star and darling, when you do, you know the times I cried for you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and we are now back with Mark Dodich, a famed astrologer, and we're talking about 2011 and some of the things that are going to be happening. Two things I want to hit on, Mark, is one, the political scene, what changes that you see there, and also I had mentioned at the beginning of the show that the previous date was for the solstice eclipses that we just had was in 1638. Were you aware of that?
I knew it had been a long time, but I hadn't gone into the books to, like you, the researcher, to dig all that old stuff up. Mm-hmm. But no, I knew it had been a long time.
So does that mean that we need to go back to 1638 and find out what happened?
You actually could. And, you know, when I'm doing research, a lot of times I'll go on to the Wikipedia website, and you can just type in 1638 and see all the things that happened at that point in time.
That's a great idea.
1638. Kind of a quick and dirty way to do research.
I think we were just settling this country at that time. Maybe we're going to be settling Mars.
Entirely possible. With some of the things that are coming up, when we go back to previous cycles, that was when the whole women's suffrage for the vote was going on. You can go back and you can find that the last time, for example, when Uranus was in Aries, the city of Pittsburgh almost burned down. New Zealand was major in the news between earthquakes and some various political things going on for the country itself. So, you know, people watch the news from coming from New Zealand over the next year or so. It'd be interesting because, as you say, it comes full circle.
Hmm.
A little harder to go back to 1638.
It's looking like Delaware became a state,
yeah.
And it also looks like something happened in the sky. There was a new coding system worked out for space and tracing stars and planets. Isn't that interesting?
Yep, and if you go back and you check these big cycles, you will see things come full circle.
That's neat. So
yeah.
Maybe we're going to be discovering a new code for space that will help us get there faster.
It certainly will be the next level of whatever our technology is for outer space. That's mm-hmm. unquestionable. We saw that happening, even 84 years ago. And while it wasn't outer space 84 years ago, it was many of the seeds that were advancing our aviation technology in those days.
And it's also showing that Constantinople was tried for high treason. That's interesting. So that has to do with political. And
yeah.
They discovered new land. They discovered the Amazon River. So that's interesting. But I like to go back to where they discovered this new coding for space because I think that is going to be one of the greatest possibilities that we'll have coming to us this next year. What do you see politically?
Well, as far as the United States goes, without getting all into the technical astrology, we're going to have several years where the planet Uranus is making a 90-degree angle we call a square to the planet Pluto. So Pluto is blow everything up and burn our bridges behind us, and Uranus is let's have a revolution or find innovative new ways to do things. So there's going to be this challenge, or the nice new age word would be motivator, over the next several years. And these are all making, we'll call them challenges to the United States, which has, you know, using the July 4th chart, 1776, there's a lot of the sign Cancer in the USA's chart. And so both Pluto and Uranus are both going to be challenging the USA's chart. And to me, this is some sort of a revolution that says we need to find a new way to do things. And, you know, not to get all political, but we could say that if Congress is trying to do business as usual, that revolution would come from us, the people.
Right.
Saying
it would. It would, and I think
anymore.
There's going to be a money tightening up and some kind of a money crisis, financial crisis, and I think it's going to be after the month of July, but I don't know why. I just get that psychically. Is there something astrologically happening around that time?
Well, I think that what it really is the, number one, since we started our conversation with eclipses, we're going to have, I think, I need to count them up, but I'm thinking there's about six eclipses this year. Where normally
I believe there are
four.
Six. According to Llewellyn, there's six.
Yeah. So when you have a lot of eclipses dredge up the bottom of the swamp, and it wouldn't be a surprise to see hidden things come up to the surface as to, and I don't care if that's in the whole banking industry or whether we're looking at, you know, Federal Reserve and how they're playing games with the money supply and things of that nature, it wouldn't be at all a surprise to see hidden things coming up to the surface.
I also think that we're going to start planning better, like planning cities and planning communities, how we can all help each other in a better way than we have in the past. And there also could be another breakthrough with communication. I mean, we're letting go of newspapers and books at this time, and I think the computer revolution is going to find something different, where there's a whole new way of communicating, not with newspapers, not with books. Of course, this could be the Kindle or something even greater than that.
Well, and even there are plans to change the way the web works, you know, the World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. And so all of that will come in under this.
And production process and the way that we manufacture things will change, whether it's going to more different countries and India growing stronger, I don't know. But we need to bring some of our manufacturing back here so that we can survive. We really don't have a valid stock market, to me, because there's nothing here being manufactured or produced.
Well, and, you know, if you want to add to that, one of the problems is education.
Right.
Because you need to have people who are educated so that you're able to progress society. And you know who's going to be the fun person to watch is Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Although she was born in the sign Capricorn, which rules government and big business, but her moon, which is her emotions, and Venus, which has to do with bringing harmony and beauty, were at the very beginning of the sign Pisces when she was born. So what that means is pretty much all year in 2011, Chiron, this wounded healer, this you know, Chiron was a centaur in mythology, half horse, half human, is going to be sitting on Michelle Obama's moon, her emotions, and Venus, her values or her sense of bringing beauty or compromise to the world. And this Neptune that we said that hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years is going to start to sit on her moon and Venus in April through August and then come back again in 2012. So I think that she may very well be the bellwether of what this new energy is about.
It could be. But I felt a great sadness around here, so let's hope it's not anything too upsetting for her. As you said, it's emotions. I also feel that there could be some kind of reform, perhaps over in Spain or maybe even over in Greece, reform of the way that they run the country and the way that they're going to settle things.
Well, we know that Greece has had its when it was born, its moon was in Libra, which is, you know, a sign of grace and harmony. Only it was right next to Pluto, which is, you know, the shake things up kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so out in the sky, the planet Saturn's been going back and forth over the emotions. And in a country, the moon rules the feelings of the people. And
okay.
So we've obviously seen the feelings of the people in Greece.
Yeah. There could be a lot of rioting and upset there, too. But let's hope that it brings some kind of settlement in that country and a little bit more strength. I'd like to see everybody help everybody. It's like when Haiti had its problems, I was thinking that we have prefab houses. Why can't we get some down there and help them? But nobody wants to do that now because there's no money to do it.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is enhance our ability to co-create and help people all over the world and embrace that and go do what needs to be done. And, of course, the impressiveness about the emotions is that the manufacturer feels like, well, I'm not going to do it for free, but yet it needs to be done to help people. And I think that's the real issue, that we have to reach out to others, we have to embrace the world, and we have to be there to help people through catastrophes, and it should be vice versa. So more balance and harmony is what I'm saying, Mark.
Absolutely, I would agree. And to use your Greece as an example, you know, Greece was born when the sun was in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, during the third week of January, the planet Jupiter, which is expansion, is going to move into Aries, which is a fire sign, just like Leo is a fire sign, fire, passion, enthusiasm, and make harmony to the sun, the life force of Greece. And then in the spring, Uranus, the innovative new ways to do things, is going to make harmony to the sun of Greece. And so even though we look and say, oh, gee, Greece is having all these troubles, perhaps also this new energy coming in, they're going to be kind of the reason for finding an innovative new way to do things.
Well, maybe the world can assist them, and that would be good. Again, let me have your website.
www.astromark.us.
And mine is www.new-visions.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and we'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, January 9th, my guest will be Roberta Hadlick from the AIM program of Energetic Balancing. Imagine a world in which you are empowered to heal imbalances on every level, to be free from all limitations you've acquired so that you can achieve true well-being, your potential, and however you choose to define it. Roberta is co-founder of the AIM program, along with Stephen Lewis, and she's coming on the air next week, January 9th, to talk with me about women and the AIM program and why it is helpful in this age for us to be on this program so that we can achieve optimum healing. This will be an interesting and terrific show, so don't miss it. January 9th, 9 p.m., listen to Let's Find Out and get all the details. Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle Whitedove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard!
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. 815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night, just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
And that was Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como. And this is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And I'm on with my wonderful guest, my astrologer, Mark Dodich. And Mark, we need to sum up 2011 so that the people can know overall, besides expecting six eclipses, what we think they might do. Let's do a little summary here.
Well, I think that this is going to be a year when we're going to be combining what I'm going to call maybe the masculine and feminine. We've got Uranus moving into Aries, which is we must assertively and hurry up, pioneer new paths, find new ways to do things, to set ourselves free, innovation. And at the same time, this very subtle, more feminine, compassionate, intuitive energy, Pisces, is going to slowly and kind of, you know, how feminine things tend to come in a little softer than, you know, the more masculine things. And so we're going to start to see a blending this year. And people are going to be called to say, I must try a new way to do things. I must look at my belief system and see where am I not letting myself do what I know I need to do. And then to begin to take those initial steps to bring it in an innovative way, but also in a way that is going to allow our lives to be more soft, more gentle, more in harmony with nature, as opposed to trying to force things like we've done for so many years.
I agree. And I also think that 2011 is going to initiate pivotal changes that's going to affect the life evolving on this planet and within the solar system, which, of course, happens in 2012. I think we need to overreach ourselves and begin to communicate and express our thoughts and feelings with love and kindness, and to manifest positive things, not only for us, but for our family and loved ones. And if we each do this one at a time, we're going to have a planet that is initiated into a higher order of service. And this will greatly enhance our ability to create patterns of perfections and have a new earth style, a new physical world form, as well as all of the lunar and astrological stuff that are going on. So, Mark, I hope everybody has a happy new year as well as you. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Just that I would like to thank you for inviting me once again to be on the show. I will be taking a group of people to Greece later on this spring, and so if they'd like to join us, they can find all that information at astromark.us.
That's wonderful. And may all of you find your center and life direction, as well as have a joyous, joyous new year. It's going to get better, folks. Thank you for listening. And now we're going to go in to our meditation.
Sit with both feet flat on the floor, lean back and relax. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Sit with your spine straight, and we are going to begin the Sat Nam. You turn your head to the left for the word Sat. You come back to the center, then you turn your head to the right for Nam. Sat Nam means with God. It's Sanskrit. We're going to do this exercise 16 times. Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam. nam, sat, 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 nam. Take a deep breath and hold. Release the breath. Now I want you to start breathing from your solar plexus. Breathe in and out very quickly. This is called the breath of fire, and we will do this for 30 seconds to 1 minute. It's good for you to get this exercise up to 3 minutes if possible, but that can take almost a year to do. So let's begin with the breath of fire. Keep it going. Almost there. Take a deep breath and hold. Now I want you to begin the ring of fire. Picture a huge fire ring around the top of your head. And we're going to bring it down over the body. Let's burn away your negativity. Bring down the ring of fire. Bring it down over the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. We'll do this 2 more times. Ring of fire, around the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Ring of fire, above the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Now be still for a moment, closing your eyes. Do not open your eyes during a meditation because that breaks the circuit, the electrical circuit that you're building. We're going to start working the chakras. So we're going to do swirling wheels of light. And we'll picture the color red. We'll have a swirling wheel of light, and it will come in to the third eye, and it will be placed down at the bottom of your spine. And it always swirls in a clockwise position. So bring in the root chakra, swirling whirl of red light. Place it at the base of your spine. The root chakra represents fidelity, loyalty, strength, and service. Now we'll picture an orange swirl of light. Bring that into the body and down and place it above the root chakra. This is your second chakra or your health chakra. Swirling orange light. And the words for the second chakra are receiving and creativity. Now we're going to picture a larger circle of green light. This is the solar plexus and it is the largest chakra on the body. Bring the green swirling wheel into your third eye and bring it down and place it behind your navel. This is your solar plexus chakra. And the words to put into your solar plexus chakra are gut feeling reaction, integrity, the will, and knowing what to do. The root chakra is the last yang chakra. Now we go to the heart center. So we'll bring in a yellow swirling wheel of light, always going in a clockwise position, and it's going to come in right at your heart. Bring in this beautiful yellow light. Yellow wheel of swirling light is your heart center. And this brings you joy, happiness, laughter, and good feelings. Also, forgiveness is at the heart center. So let that wheel turn for you along with the others in a perfectly balanced harmony. Now we'll begin with the yin chakras. Picture a swirling light blue wheel of light and bring that into the throat center, which is a little bit below the neck, just at your clavicle. So let's see this beautiful swirling blue light, and the words for the throat chakra are sincerity, clarity, abundance, affluence, as well as discernment. So let that come in. And then we'll start the dark blue indigo light for the third eye. And we'll swirl that wheel and we'll bring that right into the third eye. Feel that swirling around you. Feel your third eye perhaps throbbing a bit. The third eye represents your freedom. The third eye is where you watch your etheric body go out of you and go other places to do other things. This is where you witness the out-of-body experience as well as your past lives and your astral projection. The words for the third eye are freedom, knowledge, wisdom, and clarity. And that is the third eye. And now we'll go on to the crown center. Picture a beautiful violet silver light coming into your top of your head. This is the crown center, and the light is coming down from the divine. And this is opening up your thousand petal lotus blossom at the top of your head. And the words for the crown chakra are bliss, grace, immortality. And this is what joins you to your blessed higher self as well as your soul school. Open up the crown chakra and allow the Chakti energies to come in through the body and go down through all the chakras down to your root chakra. Sit for a minute and let the chakra wheels spin. Now very carefully, I want you to go into the root chakra and push it up to the second chakra, up to the solar plexus, up to the heart center, up to the throat center, and push the chakras out through your third eye. Release the chakras back into the universe to do their recharging for you. And now let's bring down that thousand petal lotus blossom out through the third eye and release the chakra out into the universe so it can recharge for you when you're ready to work your chakras again. And now you can just sit and surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with white light as much as you can. You're inside an egg. Picture that. And picture this wall coming around you that's very, very, very thick. Very thick white light wall. This is your wall of protection, and you will use it throughout the day to protect you, to guide you, as well as to keep any negativity off of your body. It will just bounce off of your auric shield. So sit and build your auric shield. And when you are finished, please thank Spirit by saying, God grant me health, protection, and guidance. Thank you, Spirit. And then it's always best to sit for a few minutes and let your mind and your feelings, as well as your blessed higher self, wander out there in the universe, just in case there's a message to be brought back to you. So sit for another few moments, and then do some deep breathing. Take a deep breath, take another deep breath, and allow yourself to come back into the room. You have just cleared yourself of negativity and worked your chakras.